Washington Post, Demographic Changes Spur Democrat Rebirth in Texas, Virginia, Colorado. By John Binder on October 28, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is eyeing Texas in his last week on the campaign trail as the Washington Post reports that Democrats see opportunity in the Lone Star State thanks to demographic changes that have secured Virginia and Colorado for them. Democrats, according to the Post, are hopeful in Texas as Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, make last-minute campaign stops in the state. Those hopes are almost exclusively reliant on the state's demographic changes over the last three decades from immigration. The Post reports. Many Texas Democrats had eyed 2024 as the year when what has been elusive for so long might just happen. Their state's growing, diversifying electorate would make them truly competitive statewide. Emphasis added. But that timeline seems to have sped up, spurred not just by demographic changes that have been underway for years but also by the repelling power of President Trump and the burst of liberal activism he has inspired. Emphasis added. Democrats are looking to replicate in Texas what they have accomplished in Virginia and Colorado. That is, relying on altered demographics via immigration to secure victories, according to the Post. The same dynamic making Texas more competitive in the presidential contest and buoying the Democratic nominee in a U.S. Senate race is playing out in Arizona and Georgia, states long dominated by Republicans. It follows a similar Democratic rebirth in Virginia and Colorado that predated Trump. Both are predictably blue now as newcomers have altered the state's demographic makeup. North Carolina and, this year, even South Carolina have seen Democrats grow more competitive for the same reasons. Emphasis added. Texas, like Virginia and Colorado, has seen a drastic uptick in its foreign-born population over the last three decades. Every year, the U.S. gives green cards to about 1.2 million foreign nationals and admits another 1.4 million foreign workers on various visa programs. This is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who enter the country annually. In 1990, Texas's foreign-born population made up 9% of the state's total resident population. Today, Texas's foreign-born population accounts for 17.2%, with about 3.4 million foreign-born residents being added over the last 30 years. Immigration to Virginia has dramatically changed the electorate of the state. Last year, after state Democrats swept elections, The New York Times noted that a tidal wave of mass immigration to Virginia had helped Democrats take control of the House of Delegates, the state Senate, the lieutenant governor's seat, and the governorship for the first time since 1993. As Breitbart News has analyzed, Virginia's foreign-born population has boomed over the last few decades. In 1990, only about 1 in 28 Virginia residents were foreign-born. Today, about 1 in 10 Virginia residents are foreign-born. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie, there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. If legal immigration levels are not reduced, the U.S. will have imported about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through chain migration. In the upcoming 2020 election, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country. Likewise, Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election. Such realities have already been seen in the last presidential election. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Democrat Hillary Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.